Hello, how are you doing? Okay, so congratulations again about this great topic. Thank you so much, Ms. Mojdeb. Here, let's talk about the things that you mentioned. The first thing that you said was keep yourself for ready success. I think it's better to say keep yourself ready for success, or make yourself ready for success. It's better. So, yes, that's true. Because in order to become a successful person, we have to change. We have to change ourselves. And as a result of that, attract the success, which is very vague in a lot of different things that we've learned up until now. So, we had no idea about this. We usually pursue success, which lead us to fail. But we have to change ourselves in order to become a successful person. And you said, reduce the time for Instagram, which was a great thing. Recently, I had two. I deleted two of my accounts, one for Instagram and one for Telegram, because I had lots of channels. Usually, I had to check them out, and sometimes I would just, on Instagram, I had no idea why I was there. I had no idea, so I was just wasting my time. So I decided to delete them and get rid of them for now, at least, until I build a good habit and then come back again. So. And the second one you shared was think about adding, not deleting. So that was a great one, and I believe it's a good thing to, instead of removing, change it with good ones. It's a great thing. You said, for example, you said that you played Clash of Clans and you changed it with AJ's Power English and different stuffs. So it's a great thing, and of course it's a good habit that you build, because sometimes some addictive games like Clash of Clans, they're waste of time. I haven't played it up until now. I just tried it two times and I found out, okay, this is not for me. So I'm not into games. That much. Yes, of course, I love games in some cases, but mostly I prefer not to play a lot. But it's a great thing because you break that addiction to for actually Clash of Clans, and then you change it with something good, which is English, and which is amazing in my opinion. And you said that AJ's voice is annoying for your father, which was very funny. I had the same experience, because for me, when I'm at home, I don't usually use headphones, so everyone must listen to it, and my father usually get annoyed, and he thinks that it's irritating, so he mostly says, "What the hell is he saying?" So it's very funny, because sometimes while I'm taking a shower, I listen to AJ Hawk. So he's here because they don't know what AJ is saying, so they think it's like babbling, right? So they think, ah, this is bullshit. Why he's listening all the time? But we can understand it, so in some cases we enjoy it. But yeah, I have the same experience. When you continue like that, your father will quit. Believe me, because my father quit, and I found out that yes, this is the case. You have to go forward, and when they see a result, they sometimes support you. Okay, tell others about the new habits or about the goals that you have. So it's a great thing. The third one, of course. In some cases, you have to talk about your goals. There are lots of benefits from it, and of course, we know it that talking about goals is very important, because when you say to someone, when you talk about the goals, about the habits that you want to build, and you talk about it to someone else, it's like a force that can push you forward, because you know you share the same opinion and you had the opinion because the other person maybe help you to have a good schedule and to go forward and learn and learn and learn. And in some cases they will support you, which lead us to fourth point that you share. Find a good friend to accompany you to the path of success, and which is great. You know, sometimes we need friends. We have to talk to them about the goals, about the things, about the desires we have, about the goals and different stuff. So yeah, find a good friend to accompany you. And for this case, it's hard to find a good one. You know, sometimes you just, you know, for example, you look for a friend and you talk to them, you say, okay, let's do this and do that. And you talk to them and they just support you all the time. And then I had this experience. In some cases, they maybe backstab us. In some cases, just find the suitable one, you know, because it's not good to share all of your opinion to one of your good friends. Find the suitable one for that goal, you know, because I have several friends. I have a friend which we were you know, partner in bodybuilding. We usually train well, so we usually could talk about the goals about, you know, bodybuilding. But when I talked to him about the goals of language learning or about art or about some other things, he had no idea what I was talking about. So he was just, you know, he was just annoyed in some cases, and it was so how to say it exactly? I can't find a word for it. So in some cases, he was just so annoying because I was just talking about my goals. So he said that, you know, and I found out that in some cases that if I tell anyone, any good friend of mine, that they're not suitable for the goal, I'll be unsupportive, and as a result of that, I'll feel bad. So this is my experience. I don't know what's your opinion. I'd like to hear yours. And about the competition and friendship. Yeah, of course. Yeah, it's a good thing. At the moment, I'm studying one of the VIP lessons, which is about teamwork. In my opinion, inside the team, we have to understand that competition is not great. It's good in some cases. Inside the team, we have to let and help. In some cases, we have to have our backs. In some cases, we have to help each other. As a result, you can see that in this forum. We help each other, we have challenges, we support each other, and we talk to each other, hey, do this, do that. And you know, as a, you know, sometimes I share a recording, you come and talk about it, and sometimes you share, I come and talk about it, which is interactive, right? So we are helping each other. This is all about friendship, and in some ways, as you said, it is competition. I don't like to call it competition because it's not competition for me. But if it's good in some cases, if this attitude of competition is good for you, you go and do it. You try it because it's all about, you know, the things that we have in our minds. So it's good. It's great. The fourth one, and celebrate for yourself. You know, give yourself rewards. Okay, buy some rewards for yourself. You can do anything. And you have to celebrate. Okay, I had this success, so why not celebrate? Because in some cases, we have to get ourselves motivated. Sometimes people can't help us in some cases. So we have to get ourselves motivated. We have to give ourselves motivation. And as a result of that, we can improve. So these were my opinions about these kind of stuff. And as a last point you shared, you said that changing is hard. And yes, that's true. Because, you know, imagine I'm 24. And imagine I've been doing a thing for 20 years. And I've had this habit for 20 years. And imagine that. Yeah, right? So it's a huge, huge period of my life. I had this habit. I've had this. So it's really, really tough to change it. And we have to understand that, yes, it's tough to change, but it's possible. It's possible to undo it and replace it with some good habits. And these were my opinions. I'm sorry I talk a lot again, because this is me. I talk, and when I talk a lot. I'm sorry. And again, thank you so much. Great experience of yours and great topic of yours. They were so awesome. Thank you, and hope to hear more from you. I look forward to hear more from you, and I highly support you. So go forward, record more, and let us enjoy it. See ya.